Hey, we had some kind of exciting today, I guess. Another space flight.
Right. William Shatner went to space. Oldest person now, 90 years
old. He's 90?
90.
I wonder if he ever thought
now that's
he would.
That's a bucket list, right? That's not, yeah.
I wonder if he ever thought he would really go into space, you know, with all the Star Trek episodes he did. Think he ever was thinking.
That's a good question.
I think someday I'll really go.
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, he was just an actor.
There's no way, though, that you can't do a show like that and not become, if you weren't in the beginning, become interested in space. Because I'm sure that there are things that they had to learn and know for script purposes and whatnot. They had to educate themselves, I'm sure, on a bit of stuff. So you probably gain an interest, whether you had one or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we've all got a little bit of that.
You say right? You're just an actor, but they create a character, and he played that character for a long, long time.
Yeah.
So it becomes a part of you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this had to be, it'd be kind of cool to do this. It's only 11 minutes. They went up to the edge of space and came back down.
Right. And they had a little bit of weightlessness.
And he got to see what we'd all like to see. We've all seen the picture of Earth. But it would be cool to actually be up there and be looking at it.
I mean,
that's something, you know, anybody can go to Hawaii. Anybody can go to Tahiti, but you can't up to the edge of space very easily.
The edge of the atmosphere. That's right. Well, so this is when he got off the flight, when it landed, it was a bit of a bumpy landing, you said. This is what he had to say.
The covering of blue, this sheet, this blanket, this comforter of blue that we have around, we think, oh, that's blue sky. And then suddenly you shoot through it all of a sudden, as though you whip off a sheet off you when you're asleep, and you're looking into blackness. You look down, and there's the blue down there. It's just, there is Mother and Earth, and whoop, and it's gone. Jeez. It was so moving to me. This experience did something unbelievable.
It's hard.
Emotional.
It's hard to put something like that into words.
Yes.
How do you describe that?
I think he did a very good job. Yeah. You know, he said it's kind of like this comforter that when you're up above it gets ripped off and you're in black.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I mean, he described it. You can't really replicate that view with words. I don't think.
It has to be absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
And you realize in the grand scheme of things, we're very tiny. We are. We're very tiny in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the solar system, you know, the Milky Way.
Right.
And other, you know, the fact that we now know that we have billions of stars in our galaxy and that there are billions of galaxies.
Right.
I mean, it's not comprehensible. And then to think, how do you get there? See, that's when you talk about UFOs, that's my question. How do you get there? Because we have all these light years.
Mm-hmm.
How do you get light? How do you get one light year away, let alone 1,000 light years or something like that, right? Hey, I want to just bring up quickly.
Okay.
For the Dodger and Giant fans out there.
Yeah.
I guess they're tied 2-2 in their series, best of 5 series. They play tomorrow night.
Yeah.
This is a big deal for Dodgers, Giants. They say might be the biggest game in their history.
I really hope I don't have a depressed husband tomorrow night.
Is he a Giants fan?
Giants fan.
Most people are Giants fans around here. But, you know, somebody will be happy.
I say go Giants. So
on that
cross
note,
our fingers.